From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Former Governor Jeb Bush was in Punta Gorda Wednesday to commemorate the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Charley. The storm killed 8 people in Florida and destroyed a large part of the state's southwestern coastline. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports.
It's been 10 years since Hurricane Charley barreled through southwest Florida. The Category 4 storm did the most damage here in Punta Gorda.
Thank you for all you did.
That's Jeb Bush, who was governor at the time, meeting with local emergency workers in the city's new Emergency Operations Center. Most of the people at this event helped get Punta Gorda and neighboring small towns back on their feet after the hurricane in 2004. Bush says at the time both Charlotte County and the state weren't fully prepared for the storm. But he says dedicated law enforcement, emergency personnel, and residents all pitched in to help the area recover.
What will always last as a memory for me was how, in the aftermath of this storm, how this community responded to help one another. It's something that's so special. It didn't happen in every storm. I'll just leave it at that.
Florida's agriculture chief, Adam Putnam, also attended the event. He says at the time he was living in central Florida, which also sustained damage. Putnam also praised those who worked to put the state back together.
No matter what horror and fury nature unleashes, the better angels of our nature are who showed up. And they're represented by the men and women in public service in this room and this community and communities throughout the state that showed up to help one another.
The storm also made its unexpected and sudden landfall in Lee County before moving up the coast and inland. It caused about $13 billion in damage and even prompted a visit from President George W. Bush. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.